An AP survey shows a tool available for police reform is rarely used by prosecutors. The murder of George Floyd by a Minneapolis police officer has sparked a national conversation on police reform. But activists and civil rights advocates say prosecutors already have powerful accountability tools at their disposal to curb bad police behavior. They say one option is using Brady lists to keep tabs on police. The lists, which aren't mandatory, stem from a 1963 Supreme Court ruling that said prosecutors must turn over exculpatory evidence to defense attorneys. They are meant to shine a light on officers with tarnished histories whose names are shrouded in secrecy by their departments. Court records show Officer Jeff Nelson of the Auburn Police Department in Washington had more than 60 use of force reports since 2012. Jennifer Allen's husband suffered two broken ankles and a dislocated shoulder after being hit by Nelson's SUV.
He said that it was the worst pain that he's ever felt. I'm not saying all cops are bad, because they're not. A cop's job or a sheriff's job is to serve and protect, not abuse, kill, and, you know, neglect what they're supposed to do.
The Associated Press surveyed 44 prosecutors' offices across the country and found no consistency or standards for compiling Brady lists. Some offices won't even make them public. Atlanta, Chicago, Tulsa, and Pittsburgh don't track officers with disciplinary problems. Milwaukee prosecutors only track officers convicted of crimes. Dishonesty lands an officer on the list in Detroit, Denver, and Seattle, but using excessive force does not. Phoenix, Los Angeles, and Orange County, Florida are among the few cities the AP found that included excessive use of force cases on their lists. It wasn't until the death of Jesse Saray in 2019, Nelson's third fatal police shooting, that he faced serious consequences. Nelson is currently awaiting trial for second-degree murder. Defense attorney Mohammed Hamoudi argues using excessive force should be a criterion for Brady lists.
If there's a pattern of violence, then it just speaks to their credibility. It speaks to their exercise of judgment.
Some states have tried to pass legislation that would address the lack of consistency. Lawmakers in Washington state approved a bill this year requiring county prosecutors to develop written protocols by July 2022.
Police officer is using force all the time, and there's something going on. So what you have to do is dig deep, and you have to find out what the nature of that force was and understand it, and ask whether this officer is exercising good judgment.
But King County Prosecutor Dan Satterberg doesn't think excessive use of force reflects on an officer's ability to tell the truth.
A sustained finding of dishonesty, a sustained finding of biased policing, or criminal conviction, those can be relevant. An officer who was accused of using too much force in an unrelated arrest, it has nothing to do with the impeachment of their veracity.
Officer Nelson is currently on paid administrative leave. His lawyer declined to comment. The families of those who have had encounters with Nelson say he should have been flagged much earlier in his career.
It's really heartbreaking. We pulled up the files on how many people didn't have the opportunity to speak up because of what this officer has done to their families. And my heart goes out to every last one of them.
I'm Mike Hempen.